This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This next economic number might not rank up there with the CPI, but bear with me because you are gonna care. The Department of Agriculture said today that production of table eggs in this country off 0.6% last month. The proximate cause is that bird flu outbreak that's been getting worse almost by the day. Tens of millions of egg-laying chickens have been slaughtered to try to contain that epidemic, which has caused the aforementioned egg gap. The U.S. is trying to meet that demand by turning to the import market. The problem is our neighbors to the north and the south are doing the same thing. Marketplace's Sally Herships has that story.
You may not know it, but we have an egg-tastrophe on our hands. Thanks to bird flu, we have killed an estimated 31 million chickens. That's 10% of the country's egg-producing poultry.
And when you take 10% out of any equation, it becomes a big deal.
Randy Pesciotta is the vice president of the egg department at Urner Barry, a company that prices what we eat. He says, think about all the foods eggs are in.
In pasta, in mayonnaise, in ice cream, in eggnog.
Pesciotta says prices for wholesale eggs have almost doubled. So he says the first customers to feel the price increase are going to be food manufacturers. Phil Lumpert is an industry analyst.
About 25% of McDonald's sales rest in breakfast.
Lumpert says McDonald's is already dealing with Taco Bell trying to steal its breakfast business.
They cannot raise the price of their breakfast sandwiches.
It's not clear where companies like McDonald's can buy cheaper eggs. Not from Canada or Mexico. They were already buying eggs from us. There is talk of getting exports from the EU, but Randy Pesciotta says there's a problem.
They produce to their set of rules. We produce to our set of rules. They're different.
In the U.S., producers wash and refrigerate eggs to protect against salmonella, but the EU vaccinates its chickens and says washing can damage shells, making eggs more vulnerable to bacteria. So until we can agree on exactly what makes eggs safe, we may have an eggpocalypse. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.